Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. Joining me is Caroline Cascio, the president and CEO of the Wellspring of Northeast Louisiana. Welcome. Thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you guys do a lot of things. I think people see the signs around town for the Wellspring and maybe wonder what you do. So what kind of organization is the Wellspring?
The Wellspring is a 90-year-old nonprofit organization that serves around 3,000 people each year. We serve the homeless. We serve survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse. We serve children facing adversity. We've got a number of programs for young people to develop leadership skills and job readiness, empowerment type skills. And we also have a counseling and family development center that works to provide mental health services and counseling for your friends and neighbors, you know, for all walks of life.
You guys are funded a lot of different ways, but one of your big fundraisers is something called the Bowl and Bling.
Right.
And just like a lot of other fundraisers and nonprofits over the last year or so, COVID has come out in bit, and you guys are canceling Bowl and Bling.
That's true. We last year we didn't try to even hold it, but we really felt optimistic this year, thought we'd be able to get everyone out to have a great time and enjoy a normal way of life again. And things looked really good. Our plans were coming along well until, of course, the past month or so when we began to be more and more concerned about the uptick in COVID. So we've decided to cancel the event because we, you know, felt like it was the responsible thing to do to keep our community safe.
You, I've scheduled events a lot in the past, and, you know, you always go out and try to get some sponsors and things to help you. And usually your sponsors cover the cost of the event and the money you make on the folks involved. That's the gravy. You guys aren't going to be able to hold the event. So what's going to happen to you as an organization? Are you still going to be able to make some money on it?
We are. In fact, I really would like to shout out to our sponsors for their generous support. They've been steadfast in supporting our mission and supporting our programs and services, even though we can't have this event. Trinity Diamonds Direct is our title sponsor and has been since the inception of Bowl and Bling. So I'm, you know, particularly grateful to them. We also have Lucky Strike sponsors, ServPro and 318 Construction, the Scott Foundation. We also have spare sponsors, Paramount Healthcare, Jim Taylor Auto Group, Origin Bank, Vanguard Realty, Entergy, Graphic Packaging, and Ashley and Dom Perret. And then we also want to recognize our split sponsors, and those are Copeland Electric, Judy and Charles Bell, Estates by RC, Cross Keys Bank, Franklin Parish Sheriff's Office, St. Francis Medical Center, JVA Trucking, Mutual of America, and Century Next Bank. So they have all really rallied, and you know, they wanted us to continue to keep their contributions to further our mission and further our programming.
So that's great news. Even though the event is canceled, the sponsors said, hey, y'all are doing good stuff. Keep that money.
That's exactly right. And that's what you find most of the time, that sponsors aren't necessarily in it for the recognition, but they're in it to support the work that we do.
Let's talk a little bit about one of the things that was going to happen at Bowl and Bling was this big raffle.
Right.
Y'all've got a big raffle, but we can still have a big raffle even though COVID's going on, right?
That's right. We're going to hold our raffle online this year, and tickets can be purchased through September 3rd at noon. We've got two beach vacations that we're offering. We also have a five-night stay at Lake Bruin. We have an LSU football package. We have a number of golf packages, a taste of the Twin Cities, which includes over $1,000 worth of gift cards for local restaurants. And more. We've got lots of fun things to offer people, and we would love for them to come out or go online and support this effort.
Even some artwork, golf, lots of different things that are in this raffle. How do folks buy tickets to the raffle? Do you have to see somebody, or you do it online? How does it work?
Predominantly online. We can go have folks go to wellspringofnela.org/bowlandblingraffle. And so that's where tickets can be purchased. Folks can also call 318-323-1505 if they want more information or if they want to purchase tickets in person and that sort of thing, we can make arrangements that way as well.
We're speaking with Caroline Cassio today on Lanyap. She's the president and CEO of Wellspring. And let's talk a little more about some of the programs and services. What is the biggest need that you're seeing right now in our community?
Oh,
and I say our community, you serve all of North Louisiana.
Well, exactly. We have a number of locations here in Ouachita Parish, and then we're scattered across Northeast Louisiana. And, you know, one of the things related to the pandemic that we've seen is, you know, folks struggling with mental health. You know, they've been quarantined and isolated and those kinds of things, and that's tough for folks. That can really contribute to things like depression and anxiety. Homelessness has also been a major factor as folks have lost jobs. You know, they don't have the resources right now to get out and make their own way in many situations. We have a very large veterans services program. So those are for veterans that are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. And the VA really has stepped in with additional dollars to help support the veteran needs for those who are at risk of homelessness.
What are some of the things you need the community to do for the Wellspring?
Well, you know, again, we'd like to reach out for their support in our raffle, you know, because they can benefit from that too. Also to tell their friends and neighbors about the Wellspring and what we do. We accept donations of all kinds. And, you know, food, toiletries, those kinds of things that we can share with our clients to help them become self-sufficient.
Caroline Cassio, president and CEO of the Wellspring, our guest on Lanyap. Once again, Caroline, to get involved in that raffle, what is the website and what is the deadline?
WellspringofNela.org/bowlandblingraffle is the website, and tickets will be sold through September 3rd at noon, with raffles being held the 7th through the 10th of September.
You can find out more about the Wellspring by visiting their website, wellspringofnela.org. You can also find the link to the raffle there, and you can visit our website, kedm.org, to find out about this and other Lanyaps.